Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Hello, 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 and welcome to you all to the No BS Bishop. I'm Alive to Love. I believe all lesser values than love are simply BS. As in bait and switch for the purposes of why I'm here, but you may also have other ideas of what BS stands for, and you are welcome to it. However, it applies to know that love is the highest human principle, the highest human basis for living, and it's the only way to make it through this big, bad world. So I'm Bishop Randy Dean. It's my pleasure to be with you every week on this venue of the No BS Bishop radio broadcast. I want to say right up at the front here that you can always listen to this broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's accessible on the WPCA radio website. Go to the top of their website, find the No BS Bishop moniker up there at the top, click on it, and you can access multiple episodes available that you can listen to on your phone, your iPad, your computer. Yeah, even your radio, you could get it on there when I'm on Saturdays and Sundays. At any rate, feel free to share this broadcast far and wide. It's my pleasure and my joy to be here, giving you what I believe is the most powerful energy in the universe, the practical outcome of love. And that's today's theme, the practical outcome of love. So before we get to that theme, the practical outcome of love, I do a couple of things here to introduce what we do every week. Keeps me on track. And if you're new, helps you to see where we're headed. First is, I like to lead you in love's creed so that you can get a real theme of why it is that there is a practical outcome to love. Also, understanding anything else I talk about here week in and week out. Love's creed is something I've written, edited over many years, and I offer it to you so that you can join me in a creed that'll hold you steady through the bumps and the highs and lows of this life. All right? And then shortly after that, I'd like to lead you in the Lord's Prayer. And I've got a thing or two there to remind you of in the Lord's Prayer. But first, here's Love's Creed in total. Then I'll come back and give it to you in short bursts like I would at a wedding altar when I ask the bride and groom to repeat after me. Okay? Here it is in total. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I am alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. All right? Now, would you like to join me in repeating this? Would you like to make this a part of your mantra in the world that you live in? Would you like to join me in keeping this in front of your eyes and, more importantly, your heart, so that there's a practical outcome for your love in this world? Well, then you can repeat after me so you can join me in this pledge to the most powerful energy in the universe, love. Repeat after me. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I am alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything. That is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. There you have it. That creed will lead you to a practical outcome for love, which is our theme for today. If you'd like a copy of Love's Creed, it'd be my pleasure to send it to you. You can email me at randydeanministries@gmail.com. Actually, you could send me questions or ideas for themes of these broadcasts. I'm all ears. I'm willing to take a hint and do something that maybe will help you along in a way that I haven't yet considered. randydeanministries@gmail.com is how you can contact me. Randy Dean Ministries, all one word, all lowercase, @gmail. So you can send me your requests or your questions or comments. I would love to hear from you. Now, speaking of loving to hear from you, I think God would love to hear from you as it relates to the Lord's Prayer. I've said this many, many, many times in my life, and that is, this is the most prayed prayer in human history. Stop a minute. Think. Really think about that. Put your thinking cap on. How many tens of millions of humans over the last two millennia have said this prayer? Some out of just a rapid fire, put it out there in the air, which happens many times with me, but some with a passionate cry for help, with no other words to say but the prayer that Christ taught us to pray. Imagine all of us, millions and millions of people, praying the most prayed prayer in history, right from the mouth and the heart and the life of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray these words. I cannot overemphasize how spectacular that is, or how magnificent it is to just join in this simple exercise. Now, I recognize in this age of a non-church world that we live in, this is not a shaming thing for me at all, and reflection for me that so much of the 21st century church has failed millions of people right here in the United States, and they have walked away from us. They've simply said, no, I just can't do that with you anymore. And my heart and compassion is aimed in their direction. So to that end, however, there are millions who don't know the Lord's Prayer. Perhaps they have some idea, they've heard it here and there, and maybe they can pull up portions of it. But there's a lot of folks listening to me right now, and a lot of people I know who, if they were asked to say the Lord's Prayer and lead it, they would have to get their phone or iPad out and look it up. Now, I want you to hear it carefully from me. I understand that dilemma. So if you don't know the Lord's Prayer, just listen in with me. Perhaps you know a phrase and join in with me where you know it. But if you don't know it in total, you have my love. This is the title for today. That practical outcome of love for me is patience, grace, and the recognition that you get no shame from me for anything that's going on in your life, including not knowing the Lord's Prayer. But if you know it, join me. If you don't, listen in, tune in, and hang on tight. I'll carry you the best way I know how. So let's pray in the manner in which the Lord Jesus Christ taught us to pray when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. That is a contemplation and a meditation worth hearing or even repeating if you're able, to settle your mind, pull you back into a centered place in this tumultuous world. I said the theme for today is to come and find the common ground, the most basic of all answers in life, this common grounding in the world we live in is love. Now, I understand that that common grounding can be rather uncommon when it comes to how we all behave, myself included. I'm in a daily grind like anybody else listening to me. I have routines. I have schedule to keep. I have places to be, people to see. Sometimes it's just the boring, the standard boring list of things to tend to at home, or standard boring list of things to tend to while I'm out running errands. I'm like you. You're doing that day in and day out. So how do we stay grounded? How do we stay in a significant spiritual practice that can be sustained even in boredom, even in commonality, even in moment by precious moment, however grinding it may be? I propose it's love. To contemplate and to regulate how we live our practical grounding in this world through love. Seeing and finding something you love at any given time, letting your mind be a bulletin board with one word on it, you know, with the thumbtack and the cork that says, remember love. Be a lover. Whatever you're doing, wherever you are, whoever you're with, or whoever you're not with, be loving. Carry love with you everywhere you go. Carry the thought of love. Meditate love. Contemplate love. Let your mind be wrestled away from fears. Let your mind be wrestled away, even in practical moments of drudgery and boredom. Let your mind be pulled and anchored toward love. The Message Bible says of Ephesians chapter 1, listen to this carefully, long before earth's foundations were laid down, love had us in mind, had settled on us as the focus to be made whole and holy by love's sustaining force. And all this energy of love issues from Jesus Christ. The Message Bible is not a thorough interpretation, but it is a magnificent transliteration, an amplified version, if you will, of the verses like that that are really begging for attention. Love had us in mind, had us settled on us as the focus to be made whole and holy by love's sustaining force. I guess another title for today would be love's sustaining force, even when you're just bored out of your mind, even when everything else just seems to be grinding. So no matter how you are walking into the world today, keep love as a sustaining force, drawing your breath for love. Now, I know. Life is a grind. Some people call it a rat race. I don't like that term because I'm not a rat, first of all. And I'm not racing because race implies that I'm trying to beat somebody else. I'm not a rat and I'm not in a competition. I'm not running my lungs out to see if I can win. I'm living and breathing and eating and sleeping, as Love's Creed says, to regain energy for causing love, not pain, not I win, you lose. I'm not sleeping to regain energy to wake up in the morning to be a hateful person. I get my rest so that I can wake up. I can love my wife. I can love my little dog. I can love life in front of me. I can find a reason for continuing in the challenge of life, that there is a sustaining force, that love can become this practical grounding for how I live my life, a grounding for priorities. And yes, my priorities are just like you. Today is a Wednesday while I'm recording this. And on Wednesday, I have to have my my trash can out to the curb. I have to have recycling ready to go to the recycling bins. So I want you to hear me say, my life is just as boring and practical as anybody's. But you know what? I love the earth I live on, so I want to recycle. I don't care what others, well, I do care what others do. But if I care too much and I end up on hate and jealousy and rage toward them for not being a recycling, well, then I'm drawn away from love. My love for the earth says, I'm going to recycle plastic. I'm going to recycle glass. I'm going to recycle paper. I'm going to recycle cardboard. I love the planet that was given to me as a gift from my ancestors and from God the Creator. So to that end, I want to sustain this creation by recycling. So you hear what I'm saying? Love is that common grounding for even the most drudgery of all tasks, and that is taking the garbage to the curb and making sure I've got the recycling ready to go on a Wednesday. That's my priority. My priority isn't just grinding out the trash, but my priority is love. My priority isn't just grinding out, I got to take the recycling. No, my priority is love. So if I'm tired, and I'm like you, I get tired. If I'm tired and I don't want to take the recycling, I remind myself, I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm on this earth for love. My life is about love. So even if I'm tired, even if I'm worn down, even if I'm feeling like I just don't want to go back outside to the garage and put the recycling in my car, I'm going to do it. Because that's how one of the most essential practices of love works in the most essential practicum of my life. I think you could do the same in whatever it is you do to love how you live this life. To know that love is the ultimate message of the entire cosmos. Love was at the beginning, as we read from Ephesians 1 from the Message. Love long before Earth's foundations were laid. Love had us in mind. And since love had us in mind long before the Earth's foundations were laid, why not get in, you know, throw your canoe in that little creek. I almost said that ocean. I don't want to overwhelm you, but let's throw our canoe in that creek bed and that creek running and dip our paddle in the beauty, the river, the creek of love. And paddle gently with the force of love in the middle of this grinding world. In the middle of this grinding world, there's a lot of hate. There's a lot of hatred. There's a lot of negativity. In this grinding world, there are those whose purpose in life is not love. And to that end, whether it be all the way to the extreme of fear and hate, or somewhere in between where they don't care. Where they just don't care. My issue isn't to force them to do what I'm doing. My issue is to remind me to stay in love, in the practical practice of love, no matter what others are doing. And there are plenty of others out there doing what they do. And if I turn my aim and goal for love into codependency, well, then I'm getting sick. Codependency is fixing, managing, controlling, recruiting, enlisting, converting. And then my energies get eaten up in those outward practices to control somebody else. That's not my life. That has been my life. And that sickness called codependency is every bit as evil and destructive as booze and drugs. It will eat you up. It will hold you in a never-ending cycle of rage and response is more healthy, but it'll have you in an never-ending cycle of reaction. Codependency is something to look in the mirror and say, listen, you're not on this earth to manage other people. You're on this earth to manage you, to prioritize you. And yeah, if other people are trying to manage you and their codependency, well, then you can build boundaries And boundaries aren't to keep other people out. Boundaries are to keep you safe from their effect of negativity. So love is just that practical, folks. It genuinely is. I want you to hear me say very carefully, I fail when it comes to love, just like you fail when it comes to love. But failure isn't necessarily the end result of a moment that you slip. Failure is just that. It's a moment. And then when you recognize the failure, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and try again. Hear me say it for Randy Dean. I promise to live love's creed. And I also promise that if I fall, if I faceplant, watch me get up. I will love again. I will not stay down, and I will not let hate, anger, fear, rage, reactionary lifestyles draw me into its negative cycle. I will love, and I will love again, even if I fail. And I have failed. Understand that my love is not perfection on any given day, but it's a progress. Hear that carefully. I am not perfect in love. I am in the progress of love. The doctor that treats me, the doctor that examines me, the doctor that looks at my blood count, the doctor that gives me advice is not perfect. He or she will fail here and there. That's why doctors practice medicine. They are not perfect on any given day. The same is true for practitioners of love. Because love is the ground of all being, because love is the all-encompassing manner in which to live our most practical day-to-day stuff, love is a practice to share with others, not so much to get them to do what you're doing, but to show others how love is a lifestyle. Love is a life of living upward, not downward or just in a constant level plane. My life has been one of many challenges, many, many, many challenges. I grew up in a home where lying, because of dysfunction, drugs, and mental health issues, lying became the practice. There were so many lies, it became impossible for me as a kid to figure out what's a lie and what's truth. I had to learn quickly as I grew into a young adult, and now I'm a senior citizen. I had to learn quickly that I cannot untangle everybody else's lies. I can only deal with my own lies with the truth of love. So if others are going to live in lies, I have to leave them there. Make them left behind. I couldn't get it out of my mouth. There it is. That had to be left behind. I had to rise and shine to a better world, a world built by love, built one practical, boring day at a time, one practical, boring moment at a time, sustaining my breath, sustaining my mind in love, not sustaining it in reactionary, shameful lies that people have built around me. I will not live in a lie. I will live in the truth that love is the sustaining and creative energy of all the cosmos. And I'm going to get my canoe in that stream. I'm going to get my paddle in that water, and I'm going to let the current of the love stream all around me carry me. That love will be the gravity that keeps my feet on the ground, that keeps me from being just a big puddle of anger, a puddle of fear, a puddle of brokenness that looks at people and wonders what's wrong with them and how right I am. They need to see me. No, no, no. I'm going to live as right as I know how, and leave others to be in their own priority. However that may turn out for them, I'm going to stay here in this grounding, practical as it may be, this earth's foundation, that is love. Everything is aimed at that because that's the way God created all of the cosmos and the universe. And my little eyes were in the eyes of God one many millennial years ago when God created all things and grounded it in love. He had Randy in mind, and he had you in mind as well. Well, I got to bring this to a close, and we do some things here to keep you grounded in that practical notion of love. And one of those grounding things, practices, is breathing well. So I want you on the count of three to breathe with me. Breathe as deeply as you can, as focused as you can. Put aside other distractions. Sit up as straight as you know how. Put your feet flat on the floor. Sit up as straight as you know how. And inhale on the count that I'll give you up to just down to the belly of your diaphragm, up against that basement in your midsection, and hold it to the count of three. Ready? On the count of three, take in a breath. On the count of three, exhale. One, two, three. Inhale. One, two, three, exhale. You see, how practical is that? That's love. That's self-love. To love your neighbor has to be grounded in loving yourself. And to love yourself is to breathe as calmly and profoundly as you know how. Practice that every day. Especially when this weary world gets you riled up. Don't rile back. Just love in the face of all things to the contrary. Second practice I encourage everybody to do is to say the three most holy, powerful, magical words in the human language. And those three words are, I love you. Do it with eye contact. Do it with intentionality. Do it not as some vain habit, but as a connected human-to-human practice of letting this energy, this eternal energy we call love, flow from one human to the next. Making sure that people that know you might on any given minute come right out and say, I love you. You kind of put people on notice if they know you're headed to them with that. I have a few in my life. They know, oh boy, here it comes. Yeah, oh boy, here I come. And yeah, I know it's startling. It's awkward. I know it's off-putting for so many of us. But it's so necessary in the practical practice of life to connect with people with love. Eye contact, slow it down, and say it. I love you. Can you feel me reaching through the radio or the computer or your device right now, looking at you? I hope you can, because whoever you are, wherever you are, whatever's happening in your life, I want you to know, I love you. All right. Well, I want you to understand that the biggest mistake we can make is thinking we still have time. Nope, we don't. Be present right now. Be kind right now. Love more. Love now. Mother Teresa said one time, go into the world today and love the people you meet. Let your presence light new light in the hearts of others. Now, I'm not Mother Teresa, but I'm Daddy Randy, and I want to tell you, rise and shine. Do something beautiful, because ugly, ugly is getting done to death. Time for us to be the people of the beauty of love. I love you. Now go out there and let your light so shine. Happy trails.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.